iRadio's group chat. My favorite thing is if you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio's group chat.
With Valerie McHugh. You
talking about it. After experiencing life-changing grief following the death of her sister and her brother-in-law, Kathy Stritch was left trying to make sense of an unimaginable loss in a world that still treats grief as a taboo topic. During the COVID-19 pandemic, she created a community called Grief Ireland to open up conversations about grief, to comfort people facing it head-on, and to educate those who hadn't experienced it. Since then, the podcast Family Flowers Only has been established and has become a central part of the Grief Ireland community. Founder and presenter of Family Flowers Only, Kathy Stritch, joins me now on iRadio's group chat. Kathy, it's such a pleasure to meet you. Tell me about Grief Ireland, first of all, and how it was founded. What led you down this path to create something like this?
So I suppose I lost my sister. She had a brain tumor. She died at the age of 35. And just before that, the year before that, her own husband actually died in an accident. So they were a young couple, two small kids. So I became very familiar with grief and what it was all about. And I think, you know, anyone who's lost someone will know that, you know, it becomes your world, really. And I didn't see a lot online at that time. You'd have different accounts for everything and anything, for makeup, for fashion, for whatever. But there wasn't a whole lot just dedicated to grief. So that's kind of why I set up the community. And yeah, I just couldn't get over that there was such a need for it. You know, there was so much engagement and people messaging because they felt like nobody's talking about it, you know.
What's the goal of Grief Ireland? Like, when people visit your site or they join the community, whether that's on socials, what is it that you want people to take away from it?
I suppose that there's support and help out there, that you aren't abnormal. Like, what you're feeling and what you're going through is very normal. And there are a lot of people out there that are struggling, and that you're not on your own, because when you are grieving and you have lost someone, you can feel so isolated. You can feel like you're the only one. That's one half, I suppose, of the goal. And the other half is for people who haven't, you know, lost somebody or who aren't grieving, is to educate people and to kind of open up the discussion about it, so that people feel confident if they know someone in their life who has lost someone, so that they know how to have a language and how to support them.
And navigate those really difficult conversations. Because you're right, because if you haven't experienced grief head on in your own life, you're likely going to know someone who has. And knowing what are the most useful things to say in a situation like that, I imagine, would be very important. But while you were facing your own grief, and while you continue, I'm sure, to face your own grief in your life, because it's not something that necessarily goes away, what did you do to support yourself as well as set up Grief Ireland? Some people go straight to therapy, some people journal, some people do other things. What tools were useful for you?
So for me, I am a talker. So really and truly, what helped me the most was to talk about it, to get it out. I needed to work through it in my own head. And the best way for me to do that was to speak to friends, literally, and, you know, my other half and whatnot. But, you know, as I've come to discover working with so many people, grief, they say, is as unique as a fingerprint. So you and I could have the same type of loss, but we're going to do it in two completely different ways for lots of reasons. You know, the loss you've experienced may be very traumatic. Mine might have been a peaceful passing, you know, so it's layered. And so you can never compare. And whilst therapy may work for you, it mightn't necessarily be okay or the right time for me to do it. So I think that people need to kind of lean into what they find works for them. If you're uncomfortable talking, that's okay. Maybe you would prefer to write and journal about it. Maybe you'd prefer to talk to your friend. Maybe you'd like to exercise and kind of get it out that way, join a boxing class. It's whatever works for you. There's no correct way. But for me, certainly, as you'll notice, I'm a talker. So talking helped me.
As speaking of you being a talker, the podcast Family Flowers Only is obviously a byproduct of Grief Ireland now. It's been immensely successful. Was there a moment when you decided it was time to widen the reach of the community? And why specifically did you want to do that in podcast form?
So I suppose, look, we're living in the era now where podcasts are the go-to, aren't they? Everyone has a podcast. And for me, it was organic, because I started off doing lives during the lockdown, like everyone did, with their Instagram account. And it was just an organic way to follow through. It's one of the best ways that you can support people, actually, when people tune in. And I've had 17-year-olds on. I've had 70-year-olds on. Everything in between. It's all ages, all walks of life. And so tuning in and hearing somebody There's nothing like it to hear yourself in somebody else. So when you tune in and go, oh my God, I totally get what she's saying. It's such a tool to help people. So for me, it was just the I suppose, most convenient way to get to people and reach them and support them. And also it's like free, isn't it, for people to tune in. And it can be, I've heard back from my audience, it's of a massive support to a lot of people, you know, which is great.
For people that are hearing about the podcast for the first time, obviously you have an interviewee on with you who is talking through their experience of grief, however that may have come about in their life. How do you decide on interviewees for a podcast like that? Is it people getting in touch with you directly? Are you researching people? Is it a mix of all of the above?
Yeah. Do you know what? I think, you know, you will see a lot of times in interviews and podcasts, sometimes people tend to go for, I suppose, not influencers, but people that have a large following or maybe a celebrity or a well-known person. And to me, I don't, you know, narrow it down to that criteria. I will speak to anybody because here's the thing. Everybody has a story. And I have interviewed a lot of people now and I've learned something different from every single person. So it's all walks of life because everybody has a story and we relate to the person next door. We see ourselves in, you know, the teacher, the butcher, the student, like the nurse, whatever it is, you know, and that's what I focus on is that every single person has a story. Of course, you want to make sure they're well able to talk and tell a story. So I do chat to them beforehand to make sure they're a good fit. But also, I like them to come to me so that I know they're ready to tell their story.
Because it's mammoth to speak about a personal experience of any kind, particularly grief, on a format like that, you know, where a lot of people are going to hear it. Are there any stories in particular that have stuck with you from the amount of people you've interviewed now on the podcast and even chat to in general, whether that be they've stuck with you because of a tragic circumstance behind a passing or even the guests' resilient nature?
Like, I know it's such a cliche thing, but I mean, every single one of them, and I genuinely mean that, they blow me away, every single person. But in saying all of that, you know, there are a couple that have always stuck with me. And I think it was because the response, some of them get a huge, overwhelming response. There was a lovely lad called Dara. He lost his sister Ella at the age of 21 to suicide. He was so raw, so vulnerable, so emotional, you know, especially as a fella, we don't get, you know, I think it's changing. It's not true to say guys don't speak about their emotions anymore. That's not true. He sat down and he poured his heart out and, you know, people really resonated with that. Opposite end of the scale, I had everyone's like proper Irish mom. Her name was Kathleen. She went viral. There was people from Hollywood liking her stuff. You know, it just goes to show, as I say, it's just an average person, but with an extraordinary story. So those stories stick with me. And just to see the response that people give. There also was another girl, Sophia, who sometimes we speak about grief and loss in a non-typical way. It's not always death. So I have had people on that were struggling with addiction. There was a guy called Owen who had a cocaine addiction and he lost everything on the back of that. He didn't lose his life, but he lost so much. And so we do cover those stories as well. But there was a girl, Sophia, who had been abused as a small child by her father. The most horrific story. But oh my God, what a resilient woman. You know, it was heartbreaking to hear. She had no happy memories of her childhood, but she's a fighter and she, you know, has really fought back. And so powerful, powerful stories. Lots of them stand out to me.
Each week, because you're speaking to someone who's got their own story of loss and their own background, I can imagine it must be challenging at times. How do you look after your own well-being in all of that?
Yeah, so I do try to take a break. You know, I couldn't, it's not something you could probably do every single day. So I'll kind of get stuck into it and then I kind of pull back a little bit. I also do retreats and in-person retreats and they're so powerful where people come together and they meet other people. That's so needed and it's so rewarding, but it does, you can feel that energy and you can take it with you. So I actually do things like breathwork classes and for me, I love that. And again, talking, I let it off. If I'm getting overwhelmed, I'll have a rant and just kind of let it out. But it's, I suppose the key is to not immerse yourself in it. I dip in and out. And but it's ultimately, it's such rewarding work. It really is.
Isn't it always pour from your own cup first or pour into your own cup first? You have to look after yourself and all of it. If there's someone listening to you this evening who is a friend, a colleague, or even a family member of someone who has been bereaved or experienced loss in some way, and they're trying to figure out how to support them, what would your advice be?
So first of all, I would say, don't try and fix it. It's not something that you need to fix. You're not going to fix it. I think sometimes you rush in and go, what can I do? You know, oh, tell me quick, what do I need to do? You don't need to do anything other than listen and be there. Always acknowledge it. Sometimes people just don't know what to say, so they say nothing. Every guest I've ever sat with on the podcast has told me that is really painful when it's not acknowledged. So it is difficult, of course, but just say very simply, I'm so sorry for your loss. If it's a close friend, be practical. Can you help them with their exams? Can you drop dinner to the door? Can you mind their kids? Just do something to help them. And also, please know that it doesn't go away. So everybody shows up for the first week, the first month. We're always there. We're texting. You know, people text and say, what can I do? Let me know if you need anything. A person who's grieving doesn't know how to ask what they need for help. Just show up and do the things, but continue it. They'll need you next year and 2 years' time as well.
On the flip side of that, if there's someone listening this evening and they're facing grief in their lives at the minute, whether it be the loss of a parent, a partner, a sibling, a friend, what would you say to them? What's one thing you'd want them to know right now that they can carry with them throughout this journey? Because it is a journey.
Yeah, again, it's to say that everything that you're feeling is normal. If you are hearing people say, I can't stop crying, and you think to yourself, oh my God, I'm not crying at all, what's wrong with me? You're not broken. You're just doing it in your own way. Know that it is very, very normal to feel the emotions that you feel. Also know that there's not a hierarchy. Sometimes people say, God, you know, this person lost their child, or they lost their partner to suicide, and I only lost my mom in her 70s, and sure, I shouldn't be feeling this way. Grief is an emotion, and it's very normal. And, you know, it's okay for you to feel the way that you feel. It is a lifelong journey. You know, it's not going to go away. There's no end to it. But you will learn how to grow around it. And I think what happens is you learn how to carry it with you. Be selfish. And it isn't even selfish. That's the wrong word. But look after you. And that phrase, take care of yourself. We often say it very quickly. Oh, take care. But really take care of you. You got to stay in that bed if you want to stay in it. Don't be putting yourself under pressure to be, you know, performing and back to yourself, actually. That's another thing. You're not the old person. That old you is gone. For me, my sister died. My whole life, I didn't know any life without her because she was my older sister. The second I took my first breath, she was there. So when she all of a sudden was gone, it's like I didn't know who I was anymore. So it's like you have to rebuild a new life. So just go gently with yourself.
Going gently, I think, is the best piece of advice anyone could hear, particularly at a time like that. Cathy, where can people listen to the Family Flowers Only podcast and find Grief Ireland if they want to hear more from you this evening?
So Family Flowers Only is the podcast. It's on all, wherever you listen to your podcasts. I'm on TikTok, Family Flowers Only. I do lots of clips and reels, so you can watch them and get a feel for it. And it's Grief Ireland on Instagram, and griefireland.com is the website.
Cathy, thank you so much for taking time out and chatting to me this evening on iRadio's Group Chat. I really appreciate you telling your own story and filling us in on the podcast itself. It's immediately being added to my need to listen to. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Radio's Group Chat.
My favorite thing is,
if you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio's Group Chat
with Valerie McHugh. Keep talking about it.